Well, good afternoon, Lake Norman, and welcome to Town Talk. We're coming to you live from WSIC, the Real Talk Studio, nestled at the banks of beautiful Lake Norman, streaming worldwide from Carousel Island to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, population 251,350 people. I'm your host, Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, the largest chamber of commerce in the Charlotte region. My guests today are Jamie Lane. She is a community relations manager from Lake Norman Economic Development, Katie Florian, cybersecurity and financial strategist, Cyprian IT Technologies. My producer, Bill Blakely, in the other room. Bill, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. What three food groups are from Winston-Salem that are like the favorite?
Oh, food groups.
Food groups.
Bakery.
All right, bakery. I'm stealing that one.
All right, and what in the bakery?
Oh, man.
What's it home of?
Moravian cookies.
Oh, Moravian cookies. That's
okay.
A really good one. There's, okay, ding, ding.
That's what I said. Cookies. I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
Home of?
Dewey's.
Home of Dewey's. What is Dewey's?
Bakery. Dewey's, and Krispy
Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Bing, bing, bing.
Krispy Kreme.
And one more thing. One more spicy thing.
Texas Pete.
There you go. Home of Texas Pete, Krispy Kreme, and Moravian cookies.
I need to educate him.
Yes. How do you do better than that? And Curacao. You been to Curacao?
No, not lately.
You haven't been? You know where Curacao is?
Where?
It's in the it's like a little Netherlands, a Dutch Netherland island, and it is right above Venezuela. Tiny little island, lovely place.
We have somebody here
that's
been to Curacao.
Sign me up.
Yes, and amongst the most beautiful beaches around.
Yes. Yeah.
And what's it famous for? What specific liqueur is it famous for?
Oh, is it Blue Curacao? Really?
The famous orange liqueur from Curacao.
Liqueur. Okay.
Yep. It is made of dried orange peel from the, I can't even pronounce this, Lahara orange, but it's called the Golden Orange of Curacao. So it's the signature drink, I'm told.
Nice. There's a beautiful little Netherland area down there with open markets, floating bridge. It's just a beautiful place. And you said the beaches, of course, and it has gotten more luxurious, I've heard, since I was there. So.
And you spent how long in Curacao?
5 years.
Just
5 years, yes.
So these are crystal clear blue waters, white sand.
Gorgeous. Yes. We love to go travel in the Jeep and just go through and find these little beaches. It was like hidden treasures.
Now, you have a story when it comes to Curacao and other places. Why were you in Curacao?
Oh, so we were missionaries when I was younger. And we went to Curacao, and my dad was tasked with helping build a school there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lived there to do that, and we actually outstayed our welcome. And we got kicked out because our visa was expired. But, yeah, so we had a lot of fun while we were there and helped the community out down there. And then we came back to the States after Curacao.
And he missionary, he's over in Hong Kong too, right?
Yes. So when I was younger, I was involved with Hope for the World, and we would take missions trips across the world, and we would go and do things for the people who needed it. We would go to these small communities and provide them with drinking water. We would dig wells. We would help build churches, schools, help out in orphanages, which was one of my favorite things to do. I love going and helping those little babies out. So, yeah.
And how old were you? How long were you traveling with your parents doing the missionary work?
Okay, so that ended when I was about fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And then when we moved back to the States is when I got involved with Hope for the World and traveling with them. But I started that when I was about 15, 16 years old.
And what is Hope of the World? Because I read that in your bio. What is that?
Yeah, it's just what it's what it is. It's Hope for the World, right? You go and give people hope and give them, some type of joy and build relationships with communities internationally. And it started, I believe, in Albania, where the person who started the organization had a love for Albania and wanted that to grow into other international communities and bring the churches and other organizations, nonprofit organizations, in on this to be able to provide them with things that they did not have or could not afford.
And another thing you have in common with Jamie, because she started a nonprofit with her Seasons of Giving, and we'll talk about that in a little while. But again, something the two of y'all have in common is your love for the community and trying to help people out.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you do, Cyprion IT. What exactly is that? What services do y'all provide?
Okay, so Cyprion IT, we've been in business for about 20 years, and I've been involved fully for about 15 years. What we do is we help small to medium-sized businesses determine what risk they have in operations, and we curate plans and services for them to implement within their company so they can focus on their core value and their ability to grow their business more sustainably. So we offer managed IT services, but we have a focus on cybersecurity and securing their data.
And your market is really weird. What companies do you take care of?
Well, manufacturing, we do healthcare, club and leisure. Mm-hmm. We're not limited to any one specific industry. So if you have an industry where you have regulations and compliance, or if you're in an industry that just deals with private identifiable information and you want to secure that, we do that as well. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you are, there is an obligation to secure your data. And I mean, as a business owner, if you want to grow, then you want to make sure that you are, you know, protecting that.
And you're located here in Lake Norman?
Yes.
How far out do your clients go? I mean, are you pretty much here at the lake or spread out?
Mostly in the Charlotte area, but we also have clients that are in Tennessee, Virginia, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. So.
And you have a hospitality background.
I do.
What did you do? Were you in hotel management or what?
No, service industry. And I started that because that's how I got myself through college.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's what I knew. And when I graduated, I built on that. And then I moved to the mortgage industry for a short time. But when I moved to Charlotte, I felt like there was just something missing. And that aspect of helping people in a way that I was not getting from the mortgage industry and being more involved.
And you and your husband started this business together?
Yes.
So y'all are working together at a business, so it can be done.
Yes. You have to have that balance, right? Though you have to have one type of person and another to balance that out. And that's what we have, and it's perfect. Yeah.
So what's your role and what's his role?
Okay, so he is the smart guy. Okay. he's the one that does all the technical aspects. He's the one that's building up and working hand-in-hand with our techs in the companies and securing their data and implementing these measures of managed IT. And I am more of a customer-facing, customer relations, and research and development with our platforms and what we use.
Okay. Well, when we get back here, I want to tell you a story about something that I got into, and it's been about 15 years ago. But I was on the board of Habitat for Humanity, and I was expecting a document. And I got a document, but the document had a little surprise for me. And kind of infected my whole world. So when we get back from a break listening to our sponsors, I want to talk about that and also people that are being held hostage when they click on things. And so some things that you should be doing and some things you should not be doing when we get back with a word from our sponsors. So stay with us on Town Talk. We'll be right back. Okay, for all of our partners on social media, we're on X and we're on Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you're in the gym, on these podcasts of Spotify and just all kinds of social media out there. I want to talk about some of the Chamber of Commerce activities we got going on. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 25th, Lake Norman Young Professionals is having their off-the-clock social at the Boatyard right here in Lake Norman, 18418 Statesville Road here in Cornelius, 6:30 to 8:00. If you're between the ages of 21 and 39 inclusively, consider coming out, networking with our young professionals. They do a fantastic job. That's a program of the Chamber of Commerce, and we'd love to have you out. Next Tuesday, April the 30th, the Chamber is having a business after hours. It's going to be at Rise Cafe, 5:30 to 8, Rise Cafe, Burkdale Crossing, over there where Hickory Tavern and I know Office Depot is leaving. Have they officially left? Do you know if they've left?
So.
Well, I know they're leaving, but Rise Cafe, they're primarily known for their breakfast and lunch, but we're having a business after hours. Also partnering with Primal Brewery, so they're going to have Primal Brewery out there as well. That will be what, like, the second thing that we have to kick off Small Business Week. Business after hours also going to be held at the Freedom Boat Club May 2nd, 5:30 to 7. That's this next coming Thursday at the new location of Freedom Boat Club, which is going to be at 400 North Harbor Place Drive. So they have I don't know if this is a second location or they've moved, but I know that it's going to be at North Harbor Place Drive. So three events taking place. We had 98 networking events last year at the Chamber of Commerce in 2023. 98. Amazing. That's 2 events a week. That's a lot of networking. Do you go to a lot of networking events? I know that you go to some of the things because I ran into you.
I have just recently gotten back into it. I am loving it. I have normally been kind of more behind the scenes, mm-hmm. right? So I'm getting myself out there more, and I'm just finding I wish I had more time to go more of them because I really love it, and I appreciate every little event. Doesn't matter how big or small it is, I always find value in it.
Jamie, you said yesterday you were at the Lake Norman Small Business Network, and it meets on Wednesdays, right?
That was actually this morning. That's right, it was this morning. Yes, and then I had the Lake Norman Executive Women's this afternoon.
You're just networking up a storm.
I'm networking up a storm.
So getting out there, letting everybody know about your program, and we're going to be talking about that as well. So those of you on social media, stay with us. We're going back live on Town Talk in just a few seconds. And again, we got Jamie Lane and Katie Florian, and we're going to be talking to them about cybersecurity and a nonprofit expo coming up.
Call now to speak with Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Town Talk on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I'm your host, Bill Russell. I have Jamie Lane. She's Community Relations Manager for Lake Norman Economic Development. And Katie Florian, Cybersecurity and Financial Strategist at Cyprion IT Technologies. And Katie, I was telling you, about 10 years ago, I was on the board of Habitat for Humanity. I was the nominations chair, so I was the person that's going to be explaining who we're going to be putting up coming on as potential board members. And so Jeff Porter was the exec, and Jeff was supposed to be sending me this Word document of all of these people that were coming onto the board, and I'm going to be talking about them in about 2 hours. And so I get this document. It's a Word doc. Comes over across the computer, and I clicked on it, and it didn't do anything. And I clicked on it again, and it didn't do anything. It said password or something out of thing. And I said, huh. What did I do 10 years ago? I put in my silly password. They didn't have my password until I gave it to them. And then it still spun and spun and spun. I said, what? Dang it. So I just went to the board meeting that night and I said, Jeff, the document, I couldn't get that. Please, I hope you didn't open anything that I sent because my computer was infected. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. In the meantime, my phone is starting to ring off the hook. Did you mean to send this to me? Da-da-da-da-da. And everybody's talking about all these emails, which I have probably 15,000 contacts or something. It's something crazy. And it was just launching to everybody. And I know not to click on things, but I was expecting something from that person, and I got it, but it was loaded with something. How often do you see that?
I mean, what are the odds, right?
Yeah.
That you knew you were expecting something. Mm-hmm. Now, you can have an idea of who's sending things to you, right? So you can get an email. It looks familiar. You glaze over it, and you recognize the address. But guess what? That person that you are communicating with is compromised or breached. They have an issue that they don't even know about yet. And hackers can sit in your system for up to like the 130 days of the average before you even know it or realize it. And he probably didn't know that until they're like, oh, well, I'm going to take advantage of this situation. I'm in this person's system. I am going to exploit their data, and I'm going to take it and use it to my benefit. So they want to see how many people they could reach out to and infect and get to click on something. And it worked. And guess how many other people that worked with? The downstream effect of these emails is insane.
You know, we had, and this has been, I'm really dating myself now. This was 20 years ago. We were at the other Chamber of Commerce building. And we had our website. And I remember coming in one day, and our chamber's calendar had all of these made up things. So today is such and such day. And it was like the whole calendar is listed with all these fabricated events. And I'm going, what in the devil is this? And I called the guy who manages my website, and he looked into it, and he says, it's kids. It's kids from Europe. That's where it's. So he said, I'll lock it down and I'll establish a new password. Came in the next day and it's all these events again. This time it says, you thought you could keep us out.
Yeah, they're a little bit more sophisticated than just changing a password.
Yeah, well,
and unfortunately.
And I said, I thought you took care of this. He said, you know what? I don't know that I can fix it.
Yeah.
But how often do you run into things like that?
Well, BEC scams are the number one issue that even the state's attorney general has brought up as being North Carolina's small business issue. 46% of small businesses, 46% of all breaches, happen to small businesses. So it doesn't matter how big or small you are, and you can say all day long, I don't have anything they want, but it's happening. And you do have something they want. It's just on a smaller scale. You know, like, what is it, like quality over quantity or quantity over quality, whatever way you want to look at it. You may not be that big where you're getting like billions of dollar payout, but take it back down to a small business level, $10,000, $50,000 being ransomed from you. Like, can you survive that?
Sure. You know, it was just a couple of years ago, sometime around COVID, CPCC gets hacked into. I think it was last year, Town of Cornelius Police Department gets hacked into. And if there's any entities you think that wouldn't occur with, it's government like that. And then that's another thing that's really scary is when you have these Chinese hackers or whoever they are, they can actually hack into our infrastructure, whether it's water or other things that control our very lives. And that's a national threat.
I would like to see that person. You actually had him on, right, last year. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him back, and I would like to get an update. Like, what have they done to bolster their security? Well, now North Carolina, you can't pay out ransom for an attack. The municipality, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to even communicate, right? So, but they're still getting hit. So I would say any business, any small business that has issues or has that or realizes that risk, you need to find out what it is exactly that you are vulnerable in.
Jamie, you and I were talking right before this program. We were at Rotary a couple of weeks ago. We had a Rotarian about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that she had her computers compromised and locked them down, and they had her for a ransom. And she had to pay some Bitcoin or something like that before they would release. Again, another situation. What would you tell one of your clients that are in a situation where now they have been compromised? It's already happened. What do you do?
Well, if it's happened, it's happened. There's nothing you can do about it as far as going back in time. So I know it's frustrating. I know it's scary, but you need to slow down a bit. But at the same time, hurry up and get in touch with somebody who can help you. You need to have an instant response plan in place, okay? And you know, you have to know where your vulnerabilities are, and you don't know that unless you have an in-depth assessment on your business to know what measures you need to be putting in place so that this doesn't happen, so you can cut them off and block them from doing this to you.
Katie, what are some benefits that you find small businesses have in outsourcing cybersecurity and managed services?
There are a lot of benefits, actually. When you have an in-house IT team, I find that it is more expensive. You don't have as many technological advancements as that some managed IT providers, MSPs, have available to them. We work with vendors and we have partners in IT, and we have also research and development that we work to curate these specific services for your business. And so we find that owners are finding that they have more time to actually work on their core business operations, and it is cost effective, and you can manage the cost. Like, we do not put a cost on a company that is going to increase like by the hour or by the day, or, you know, you have to be able to manage those costs. And that's what we help with, because we have set pricing, because we'll go in and do that assessment and we'll give you solutions that you actually need at that time. And we're not coming in and like charging you like nickel and diamond and charging you like random like charges for individual like help desk moments or even office visits like some do.
Jamie, I get texts all the time from whether it's Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, Chase, that, you know, the account's being locked down. I got to do such and such and such and such, which if I get it from some of those banks, I go like, well, I don't have an account with you. That's right. So I know it didn't happen. My fear is, and I met your dad last week, and it was good meeting him. But my fear is somebody like my mom is going to get something like that, and she sees that her Amazon account is, you know, or whatever, and her eyesight's not as good as it used to be. Her hearing's not as good. I'm afraid she's going to respond. Again, that's my fear. It isn't necessarily what I know I'm not supposed to do. How do I stop my parents from doing something?
Well, the Huntersville Police Department actually put out a public service announcement basically a week ago, and they're talking about that. Like, phone scams are huge right now. Right. And it is so sad that people are being taken advantage of. I would say that you want to not respond to people when they're calling you. If somebody's calling you, there might be an issue. You need to then turn around and get a validated phone number and call that person back, like your actual service provider, back to get that information directly from them from a trusted number. And also, when you are a consumer, you want to make sure that the people you're doing business with are secure. And you have every right to be asking these type of questions to people who are providing you with a service. Are they secure? And they need to provide that to you.
Katie, what's a good resource for businesses to find up-to-date information on current threats that people are facing from cyber criminal gangs?
Yeah, I've been working really hard on trying to get information out there. We've got a newsletter on our LinkedIn. Right now, there's a great newsletter on our LinkedIn about like budgeting and knowing where to start for services and finding out what services you need. But we also do news articles on current events. We've done some things with local Charlotte radio, TV station, excuse me. And also for online resources, I find that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and also the Small Business Association put out wonderful information, up to date, current on legislation, on compliance and regulation.
We got a couple of minutes left before we go to a break. A lot of stuff talking about AI these days. And I actually had a Chamber of Commerce member, a nonprofit, who said that they used AI. They were doing a solicitation, and they put in certain information and let the AI flush it out. And they said that put it together much better than they could have. So what do you see as the immediate future of AI?
Well, AI has been around a while in technology, right? We've been using AI in our services, whether people know about it or not. But they do have wonderful security aspects. You can use AI for software development and testing. So there's a lot of practical applications that people are getting from AI because they've made it more readily available for people to use on an individual level, which is great. But also you have to be careful because those new developments and softwares need to be tested. You need to make sure that security is there when you're using those applications.
Scary that AI may be taking our jobs, Jamie.
Nope.
Not taking yours.
Not taking mine.
I'm not having it.
we're up against a break. We're about 30 seconds away from a break. When we get back, Jamie, I want to talk to you about some of the things that the EDC is doing and also something you've got going on in terms of nonprofits. So stay with us on Town Talk. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Those of you who are streaming with us on Facebook and on LinkedIn, on X. See, I still want to say Twitter. X. Yes, ribbon cuttings. We got ribbon cuttings going on Friday, April 26th. This coming Friday, Stanton Optical is going to be having a ribbon cutting 9:30 to 10:30. This coming Friday, Stanton Optical right here in Cornelius. On Monday, again, is the start of Small Business Week. That's going to run the 29th through May the 5th. And again, we got activities going on every day, sometimes multiple events. We're having a group ribbon cutting at the Chamber of Commerce. I think we got 4 or 5 ribbon cuttings. Customers Bank, which is a leading financial institution, it's opening up. And we also have Pulse Fund. They're going to have a ribbon cutting. Tice Studios is going to be having a ribbon cutting. Own 2 Feet, which specializes in design of custom orthotics. for athletes. They're going to be having ribbon cutting. All of these taking place at the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. This is going to be 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock this coming Monday. And I mentioned Tuesday, we've got the Networking Works meeting that we normally have every Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30. Have you joined one of those calls, I think?
The Huntersville Connection?
Yeah, the Huntersville Connection.
I just did one this week first time.
I thought you were on there.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? That was your first one.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. It's kind of like boom, boom, boom. You get a little bit of knowledge here and there, and you just take it with you, and you're good to go, and you meet people. So,
Jamie, you're normally on that call, too.
I slacked this week.
You weren't on there this week, but it's like the Brady Bunch. You got like 30, 35 people on this thing, and each person for about 30 seconds says what they do, and then there is a speaker that we hear from, but that's going to take place on Tuesday. And then, of course, the business after hours that night. Then we're going to have the Small Business Event of the Year, which is taking place right here. Joe Vagnone would say in the Burner Cigar Studio, Bill. The Burner Cigar Studio, Wednesday, May 1st. It's going to be 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock right here with WSIC. Joe Vagnone is going to be a part of that. Justin Gazeppis, who is the station manager right here, owner of WSIC, he is also going to be one of our hosts. We've got Mike Riley with Novant. Novant is our presenting sponsor of that Small Business Week. Joel Olson, who was our Business Person of the Year from O2. Tracy Alston, Jay Malik, who is an author. He is going to be joining us, as well as John Bradford with his business, and he's also House 98. So got a number of speakers that are taking place. And Jamie, we've got another event coming up. Oh, got 1 minute, but we got the Township Connections, and I think you just met with Janelli Wednesday, May the 8th at 2 o'clock. We've got Township Connections, which is going to be a program at the Mecklenburg County, talking about business planning, lending, credit services, all taking place at Cornelius Town Hall. We'll talk about that in the next break, but especially for mid-sized businesses, small businesses, and entrepreneurs. Those of you who are streaming with us, we're going back live in just a minute.
Now more Town Talk with Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I'm your host, Bill Russell, with Katie Florian. She's cybersecurity and financial strategist, Cyprian IT Technologies. Jamie Lane, who is the community relations manager, Lake Norman Economic Development. And Jamie, you've been on the show before, but for anyone who doesn't know, what is Lake Norman Economic Development? What is the economic development?
It is about Lake Norman. No, Lake Norman Economic Development, we actually are a nonprofit 501(c), and we serve the towns of Huntersville, Davidson, and Cornelius. We help businesses grow, expand, and bring them to the different communities. Most larger size businesses, commercial, industry, manufacturing. So we do this, but we also work a lot with the community. So we have a workforce development manager and community relations manager, and then our executive director, Ryan McDaniels. So we run a pivot program, which is also an internship program for high school students, that the applications are open now, but it is putting high school students into manufacturing positions. Not just any manufacturing position, they will be placed in manufacturers, not on the floors, because they're not 18, but in IT, sales, marketing, R&D. And through that, they get paid $15 an hour. They get different stipends for, like, lunch and uniforms, transportation. And it's just a great addition to their resume overall. It is geared towards the workforce workforce skills. But we're really excited to have that for the second year. And so that's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
This morning, Justin was asking, does the chamber have a good collaborative relationship with the economic development? And I said, well, something you may not have known is in 2000, the chamber created Visit Lake Norman, which is our hospitality arm. So you guys, before we started this program, both of you ladies were talking about your kids. To some extent, the economic development and Visit Lake Norman are the children of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, and now they're all grown up, they're out on their own, and they don't necessarily listen to mom or dad anymore. The economic development has its own board of directors, has its own mission, has its own programs, but we still have a very close collaborative relationship, both with Visit Lake Norman and the economic development Mayor Woody Washam oftentimes refers to the chamber, the economic development, and Visit Lake Norman is the three-legged stool without all three legs, you just couldn't sit on the stool. Mm-hmm. It's all three working together. You've got a huge event coming up May 14th. Yes. Talk about what you're doing.
So as having a nonprofit myself and being involved in the community, kind of gave the idea of networking different nonprofits in the three towns. A little different than what you guys at the Chamber do, because we are tailoring this specifically to businesses, larger businesses. Not that anyone can come. I mean, anybody's welcome to come. But we are calling this the Connecting Our Communities event, nonprofit event. This will be where we have over 45 nonprofits that are located in Huntersville, Davidson, and Cornelius. We have resources for nonprofits, so CPAs, fundraisers, loan officers, insurance that work with nonprofits. And then we have our give back businesses. Kendra Scott will be there. Many restaurants will be there that host give back nights. The purpose of this event is to invite our business community and bring their teams or individuals out, partner and align with a nonprofit that has your vision and you can see working with. You align with that nonprofit and our hopes is that you stick with them for a year. And in that year, your volunteer time goes there, your give back money, your funds, your mentorship, everything goes to that specific nonprofit. Even if you have like a hand in St. Jude's or a hand in Angels and Sparrows already, you pick up something that you know you can work with. The example I give for this is Angels and Sparrows. So if Bill and I were to go to Angels and Sparrows today and say, hey, we want to volunteer, well, they're actually going to put you serving tea and bussing tables. That's like the general position of going in as a volunteer. If my company goes in as four people, then you can take those four people, put them in the back. Maybe they're packaging meals or maybe they're cooking something or running the grocery store. Those four people are highly trained on that one position, that's the position their company is going to take on for that year. So the next time you have one team member that comes out, brings three more team members from your company, trains them, and you really could have someone every month, whether it be one person, three people, or four people from your company, or one person from your company and filling it in with community members, but training all these people. And in that time, not only are you building relationships with the nonprofit, you're building relationships with the community members, with the people you serve, and the next year you move on, but you still know how to work Angels and Sparrows. So anytime Angels and Sparrows says, oh my gosh, we are in a bind, we need somebody to come volunteer, you can say, how many of the 20 of you have a free moment today that you could take an hour to go out there?
And Jamie, this is taking place where?
At the new Burkdale Point. This is where the old Rubbermaid buildings were beside Whole Foods in Burkdale. And it will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we will have food trucks.
And what day?
May 14th.
May 14th.
And it's a Tuesday. But we will have food trucks. So bring your teams out and your businesses out to enjoy networking and seeing all the amazing things that we have going on in the three towns.
Do people have to pre-register?
Only if you are a give back business or a resource or a nonprofit. We do want to see, like, we do have several businesses that are volunteering with us. They've registered. Not necessary to come to the event. It is free to all. It's free to everybody, a vendor, anybody who comes, it's free to.
And anybody wanting to know more information about this can go where and find that information?
They could email me.
Right, or they could go to the website.
So we have a registration. Can we put it on your link?
Well, but the website at the EDC is what?
Oh, www.lnedc.com.
And say that again.
www.lnedc.com.
And if you also need information, you can contact the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce at lakenormanchamber.org. Yes. So either one of those two. Now, I know why, but explain why is nonprofits important to the health of corporations, larger businesses that the EDC works with?
So that's another thing that we are highly working on is connecting our businesses. Mm-hmm. We did a Wellness in the Workplace event last year for our industries that we serve. And based on that event alone, the need and desire for wellness and mental health is a big need in every corporation, every industry, every small business. And by doing things like this, not only are you not hermiting in your own world, you're out there and you're seeing the needs and you're doing good things. And doing good things in return mentally is amazing, and it just brings you into a different place. So by being, you know, engaging businesses in this, it not only provides their workplace help, it also provides your community networking and relationships.
When we were in break a while ago, I was mentioning some of the Chamber of Commerce ribbon cuttings that we do. And last year, in addition to the 98 networking events, we had 52 ribbon cuttings that we had. This past Wednesday, we had a huge ribbon cutting in Huntersville, SEG, welcoming, well, they, not just welcome, they've been here for a while, but this is, what was it, their sixth location in 10 years. But Jamie, you emceed that event, you put that together. How did it feel to see, because they have, what, 98 or 100 employees currently?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at maybe 100 more?
Yes.
How did it feel to play a part in a company opening their doors, a much bigger facility, and actually a couple of other partners? Talk about that SEG event.
So that SEG event was the first event that I have seen all the way through. I never was in on the project in the very beginning, but since they moved to this new location, I've become heavily vested in forming relationships with them and getting to know this company. Well, SEG, as we all know it now, they actually are from Huntersville, North Carolina, the family. Dori Tilson, who is an amazing woman, she's the president of SEG, grew up in Huntersville. Her and her brother Reed started this in his garage in Vermilion, along with another friend of theirs. And in 10 years, they've gone from that garage to this amazing warehouse.
And where would I see their product?
Target. So if you look up—
What is it?
Yeah, if you look up in the Target areas where you see light boxes with the pictures of, like, your newest trends and stuff like that. That's all SEG systems. If you go to a PGA store, their booths, any product in that PGA store is all SEG systems, from their countertops to their lighting. They do, like, the Converse. They have big Converse light boxes that they have in shoe stores. So they have many, many different partnerships, and they really can almost do about anything. So they are partnered now with Orbis and Fabric Images. So Fabric Images is going to be here in Huntersville as well alongside them. So they are a print fabric company that they can insert the fabrics on top of these light boxes, and they're interchangeable. So when you're done with that fabric or want to change out your box, then you just un-Velcro it and put the image back up there.
We're going to go to a break with our sponsors in just a second. When we get back, we're going to continue to talk to Jamie Lane. She's talking about the nonprofit nonprofit event they're going to have, and cybersecurity. So Katie's going to be talking about some of the things that you can do. So stay with us on Town Talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes. For those of you who are streaming with us on all of our social media platforms, the last time we were talking about the Mecklenburg County is doing a program with us. Wednesday, May 8th, it's going to be 2 o'clock at Cornelius Town Hall. Again, it's entrepreneurs, small businesses, mid-sized business owners, Cornelius Davis in Huntersville. They're going to be talking about business planning. They're going to be talking about lending with small business loans. They're going to be talking about credit coaching services, how to do business with the county, government certifications and upcoming contracts, networking opportunities. Our town representatives will be there. So again, if you're a business in Cornelius, Davis, and Huntersville, any of our towns right here, please come out. It is no charge to participate. You can find that information on the Chamber's website at lakenormanchamberofcommerce.org. You said you're part of the Lake Norman Executive Women?
Yes.
To share a little bit about what is the Lake Norman Executive Women?
The Executive Women of Lake Norman, we get together and it is executives in business, owners, and also decision makers who come together and just offer an environment of encouragement and also advice, wisdom from other owners who may be going through something that you are as well going through. And it's just a really great energy when you go there. It's just a really great group of women who are there to support each other and network. We do one-on-ones with each other and try to find ways to connect with each other and build each other up.
How long have you been involved in that?
I have just been involved for a couple of months here.
Okay.
Okay. But I went to the first meeting and I was like, I love this because like the energy was just so great. The women who run it are just so welcoming. And I really am trying to invite other people to be a part of it as well because I find it very helpful.
Well, we're going to go back live in just a few minutes. So the other event we're having next Friday is our small business reception at the Chamber of Commerce, recognizing the outstanding small businesses in all four of our towns, in Cornelius, Davis, and Huntersville, and Mooresville. So please come out to that. So that's going to be an event next Friday. We're going back live in about 10 seconds. Thank you for staying with us on Town Talk.
It's Town Talk with Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I'm your host, Bill Russell. I'm here with Jamie Lane. She's with the Lake Norman Economic Development. Katie Florian with Cybersecurity at Cyprian IT. Katie, you've got a program coming up at the Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, May 15th, taking place in the Randy Marion Boardroom. Talk about what that program is, and is it available for anybody to attend?
Yeah, so we're doing an educational presentation. So what we're doing is we are going to be presenting on managed IT services and cybersecurity, knowing the differences between the two and how to go about talking with an IT provider and figuring out which services your business needs to be able to be efficient and grow and secure.
That's going to be Wednesday, May 15th, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, Randy Marion Boardroom at the Chamber of Commerce. Again, no charge to participate.
No.
You can go to lakenormanchamber.org and find out information about it.
Yes.
And again, who is facilitating it? You're going to do that?
I am doing that.
You're doing that.
Yeah. I just did the presentation with the WIMS group this morning on business email compromise. And that's what I'm here for. I want to be a resource.
So
right?
You are smart. You're not, your husband's not only the smart one, you're the smart one too.
I guess so.
There you go.
My mama always told me I was smart.
That's
so
right.
I must be. No.
Before we leave, I want you to share with our listeners one thing they can do to look into that could help them instantly improve their security.
Okay. So there are so many things involved with managed IT services and security. I would say that one thing that you could do is look into multi-factor authentication and a password management system, right? You need to be doing not just a basic application. You need to be looking into enterprise solutions. Like small businesses is what I'm saying. Small businesses deserve big solutions, right? So you have to put big solutions in place because these cyber threats are way up. Okay, so you have to find a way to protect yourself. That's one way. But another way I have to mention is, again, doing those assessments, because how are you going to know how to protect yourself if you don't even know what way you're vulnerable? A lot of companies might come in and just throw out numbers at you and what they can provide for you, but we don't do that. We begin with the assessment so we know what we're talking about when we go in and provide these solutions for people. So that's very important.
What do you enjoy most about your job?
I would say the research, which is maybe kind of weird to some people.
That's why she's smart.
I love research, and I just like dive in, and I just give it my all when I research, and I am a servant leader, and I love to find solutions for people and help them through whatever they're going through. So that's it.
Jamie, you've been on board the EDC about a year or more. How long now?
Not quite a year and a half.
Not quite a year and a half. What do you enjoy most about working at the Lake Norman Economic Development?
What do you think I enjoy most? I love being in the community and helping the community grow and just being creative on different avenues of doing that. I have this pent-up creativity that, like, I feel like it's exploding right now because I have so much to share and I have so much to learn as well, partnering in different networking and community events. And I just want to be somebody that can protect what we have, but help it grow as well.
See, Katie, when she asked me what did I think, I was going to say, well, working with the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce is probably the highlight of your day.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Anytime you get to work with the chamber. But you are involved in a chamber program. You're currently going through Leadership Lake Norman, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow, your leadership group is going to be touring the wastewater treatment plant, the water treatment plant. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be hearing from NCDOT about roads and projects going on. And then we're going to talk about power production from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, in the, actually 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But share with people, what is Leadership Lake Norman, and what have you gotten out of that program so far?
So I had no idea going into it what it was, but was asked to be a part of it, and I love it. I love the people that I've met along the way, the connections that I've met. That's the most valuable part of it. But being from this area, Winston-Salem, where Krispy Kreme is.
And Texas Pete.
That's right. From being from Winston-Salem, but really growing up here since 83 in the summers, and being part of the community already, it's unique, my views on different things. So, I don't know. I enjoy what I do, but I enjoy learning about the area even more because I didn't know what you don't know. Like Torrance, the Hopewell Cemetery, uh-huh. and the whole story that day. That was really inspiring because I never really knew that whole story, which you should look it up or do Leadership Lake Norman to find out more. But just the different pinpoints of historical places and the facts and what's offered here, it's quite unique, and it's a great experience. But I really have made some great friends and connections from it, and, you know, they love me making all my reels.
when we started this whole thing out, we talked about, was it World of Hope?
Hope for the World.
Hope for the World. Hope, yes. Hope for the World. How the two of y'all both have such compassion for your community and reaching out. One of the other things you do when you're not working at the EDC is your Seasons of Giving. Talk about what that is.
So Seasons of Giving Lake Norman is a nonprofit that we provide care, comfort, and companionship to seniors living independently in need. Specifically right now, we're focused on one community in downtown Huntersville that is subsidized housing units. There's 40 of them that we serve on a daily basis. So we provide them 2 meals a week. We do all their basic needs. We have a basic needs pantry we built there. We built a common area in partnership with Metrolina Greenhouses so they can have somewhere to socialize. It's got rocking chairs and lighting for nighttime. We've redone several apartments out there that really had nothing in them and brought in bedding and new, just a whole new, you know, bedroom space for them. We've provided several TVs to people who didn't have TVs. We just partnered with E2D, and for the first time, they've not done for seniors the computers. So I was able to get 40 computers for our seniors out there, and now I have a high school senior who is very into IT that is teaching them how to set up email, my chart, because mm-hmm. that was the big push for me, is they were wanting me to look at their my chart to give them their test results and, you know, to schedule a shot with Walgreens. So that's been great, and a lot of them, some of them are kind of iffy about it, but there are such a handful of them that are going to every class. And, you know, we just advocate for them and bring in resources.
Katie, you had a job with a mortgage company. You went in every day. You knew where your next check was coming from. Then you and your husband decided to start a small business. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. You jumped right into it. You took a risk. You didn't necessarily know where that next check was going to come from and when it was going to come. We're going into Small Business Week next week. What advice would you give any startup entrepreneur?
Oh, wow. That is such a huge question, Bill. I mean, that is so loaded, right? There is so much to learn along the way. You're never going to figure it out in the beginning. You're never going to know immediately, yes, this is my path. This is exactly how I'm going to do this, right? But you just jump right in. I think all entrepreneurs would just know that there's just not that much thinking initially. You just jump right in and you do it, and some things fall in place immediately, and other things you learn along the way, and you have to implement and grow and change. Mm-hmm. And that's very important.
Somebody wants information on your business or cybersecurity, they can look at where?
CyprianIT.com. We also have a wonderful LinkedIn resource with CyprianIT.com.
Spell that for me.
C-I-P RIANIT.com.
There you go, CyprianIT.com. And if they wanted information on the nonprofit expo, you go where, Jamie?
To LNED at LNEDC, excuse me, .com.
Absolutely. Want to ask a couple of other questions really quickly. You are a world traveler. You've been to a number of places. What country that did you visit that you enjoyed the most in all of your travels?
Hands down, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
That was the best experience. And that was when I was younger through Hope for the World. And it was right before the People's Republic of China took back over as a sovereign nation, as a sovereignty, Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And I remember going into China and passing and going under a countdown to when that was going to be handed back over to PRC. But it was just a wonderful trip because I got to, again, work in orphanages there. And we stayed in a monastery for a month over there and just traveled, went to Macau and did some really great things. I loved it.
Jamie, was there a particular place that you've been internationally that you've traveled to or some place that you want to go?
I would love to go to the Greek Isles, honey. No, that I mean, I honestly, I've really never been overseas.
Okay.
Never. But my place is St. Martin's. That's my family has been going there for 30 years, and that's like all of my sisters. That's our favorite place.
And you started a nonprofit, so do you have a best business advice that you would give somebody?
Oh gosh, a lot. I mean, especially with a nonprofit, I kind of started it to be able to hold an event to fund my nonprofit and the people we serve, which is jumping a lot of hoops and learning a lot of things and trying to do everything on my own, which I still am in a lot of ways, and needing to get advice, good advice and good help. And it's hard to come by. It's hard to come by.
I want to thank you for what you're doing with the nonprofits, with the economic development, but also what you're doing with Seasons of Giving and everything that you're doing out in our community and appreciate that. And Katie, also thank you for sharing a little bit about how to keep our computers and our business environment and our homes safe from the cyber threats and the advice that you have. Thank you both for sharing today. And if it's Wednesday afternoon, we're talking about our towns on Town Talk WSIC. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Heart done by you. Something.